Hi, and welcome to this episode of Digital Alchemy, the podcast of ABAM Digital Creations. I'm Laura Jean Palmer Maloney, and it's a pleasure to get together with you to figure out how to transform your business's web presence into business profit. Why isn't my funnel converting? If you're a business person who has used sales funnels in a digital marketing world, you might have asked yourself that question. Why isn't my funnel converting? The answer that I want to play around with today during this episode has to do with your offer. You are selling a product or service if you have a sales funnel. That's just a matter of logic. However, if you're selling a product or service, you could be having a problem with conversion that is tied to competition more than whether or not your sales funnel is set up properly or your product or service is of value. In the world of digital marketing, in this area where you're trying to have a sales funnel that converts, you need to be thinking differently. You need to be assessing what's already in the market, what's out there being sold right now that already meets a need similar to what your product or service would do. You need to be assessing the mechanisms that are used for selling the product or service, and you need to figure out a way that sets you apart and makes you different. Not better, different. You're in a totally different game. For your funnel to convert, you can present people with an opportunity switch. You can create an offer that includes the product or service you have to sell, but which is structured in a way that is absolutely unique to your business and that matches with an audience that you're creating, whether you're using social media or whether you're using SEO or some other forms of targeting and attracting people to your site. What you're doing is you're creating this message that matches an offer. Offers are different from products and services. Offers give opportunities. So let's think about that for a little while. If you're creating an offer and you wanted to help people think of all the things that you do that makes you different and better, one of the ways that you can do this is to produce an offer stack. An offer stack is a way to provide different levels of service, different types of products and service support that go along with your product or service. So let's think about this in terms of peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You said, I want to sell you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And you go, okay, how much is it? And you say, give a price. But if you needed to create the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, think of all the things that you would need to have to successfully build a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You would need the bread. You would need the jelly. You would need the peanut butter. You would need the knife to spread the peanut butter and the jelly on the bread. You would need to be able to put that sandwich inside of a bag. You might want to have that sandwich in addition to a carton of milk and maybe a piece of fruit. All of those different aspects of that peanut butter and jelly sandwich have just made an offer. I'm going to give you the bread, the peanut butter, the jelly. I will spread it on the sandwich for you and maybe even cut it in half, put it in a bag. Make sure to give you something to drink and some fruit. We can put it inside of a great little lunchbox, and there you go. And I've not sold a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I've sold an offer. And they're different. And you can come and you can get it from my store that is staffed by these sweet and lovely people who work here in this environment that's just unbelievable. So as much as you can give in that offer stack, you're separating yourself from the pack. Because in this idea of who else is already selling this and where are they selling it, how red is that ocean, if you were, of people already competing for the clients and customers who want what you have to sell, the more you can separate yourself and put your own offer in its niche, you've created a blue ocean. So you can go there. So you can do what you need to do. You can get your funnel out there. And you know what? When you have that offer in place and you know the things that you want to provide and you've got your idea of what your value proposition already is, and we've discussed that in a different episode, but you know how to drive traffic. It all comes together. Now, if you're building an offer and you're not sure which type of funnel to use, that's a different conversation. And we're going to be talking about types of funnels in general, but the funnel we're referring to here is just any funnel. When you want a funnel to work, you've got to have a compelling offer. And copy is important and design is important, absolutely. But you can have great copy and brilliant design, but if you don't have an offer that anyone wants, what does any of the rest of it have to do with anything? So build smartly. Build your offer to put inside of your funnel, and then your funnel will convert. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Digital Alchemy Podcast. If you want to learn more about podcasts, or you want to figure out how to create your own or work with Abum Digital Creations to work one for you, check out our website. Send us a note. Contact us. Podcasts are a great platform for sharing ideas, and we're happy to share this time with you.